good. Where'd you learn that?
I don't know.
What are you, like 21, 22 now?
I'm 9.
Oh, right. 9. Yeah.
Hello, Raymond. Wanna make a baby?
Oh, really, Ray? Again?
Dev, just wait a minute.
What?
Well, we've been having sex every day for the last 3 months. I'm starting to feel like a piece of meat.
Okay.
Boy, you really want a kid, huh?
What do you mean? Don't you?
Yeah, you go.
Huh?
I don't know.
Well, what? I mean, wasn't this the plan? We've been trying for 3 months. Aren't you the one that said you wanted a little Ray or Raymona?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you saying? You don't want to have kids?
Does it have to be right this second?
I can't believe you're telling me this now. You just don't want responsibility. That's what this is about. You're a baby.
Yes, and you know what they say about babies having babies. It's a crisis. All I'm saying is you shouldn't get so nutty about being pregnant.
Well, why the hell not?
Well, first of all, the language, not really for children. Let's just let it happen, okay? If it happens, then it happens.
No, you have to keep at it. There's only so many days per month.
I'm just saying that we shouldn't get our hopes up, okay? In case... You know. Whatever.
Ray, you do know that 3 months of trying isn't that long, right?
Yeah, don't look at me.
Oh, sweetie. It's normal. Really.
I don't know. I got this feeling.
Yeah, feeling?
3 months. We should have had a kid already.
No. Listen, I'm telling you.
Look, my father said some stuff, okay? Us Barones, we're supposed to be really virile. I mean, I should have... I should have been able to impregnate you by now.
Your dad said that?
He said knock you up, but yeah.
Ray, look, honey, my gynecologist said that it might take several months to knock me up. Oh, honey, you have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to worry about.
I guess if it's a girl, it doesn't have to be Raymona. I also like Alexandra. Allie.
Yeah, I like that.
My father's an idiot.
Yeah, you know, I could use less of a frank image right now.
Hi.
Come on in. Ray's not even home yet. Okay. Frank and Robert still parking?
Oh, Frank's looking for a broken meter. If Robert wasn't with him, he'd break one himself.
No.
made you some appetizers for tonight. I hope you don't mind, dear.
Oh, please. Anytime you want to come over with food, you're more than welcome.
So, how have you been?
Good. And you?
Good. You're pregnant.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
When did you find out?
Today. I haven't even told Ray yet.
You haven't?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to make such a good mother.
Oh, you're going to be such a good grandmother.
I know.
Ray.
So you found a parking space, Frank?
I hate all these damn fire hydrants. I'm glad dogs pee on them.
Sorry about that, Frank. Yeah, damn fire hydrants. How you doing, Robert?
Actually, I'm doing good. I met a girl.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's her name?
Joanne. Oh, she's great. We've only been out one time, but I really think that this...
Deborah's pregnant!
It's true! I just found out!
Now I feel bad going on about not being able to park.
Uncle Robert.
Yeah?
No. Uncle Bobby. Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, Uncle Bobby, what's up? Nothing much, kid. I just don't know.
Okay, so listen. Ray doesn't know yet. So when he gets home, you have to let me...
Raymond! My beautiful boy.
Hey.
So how was work?
Oh, God, my editor is such an idiot.
Okay, so you had a bad day, but how about everybody else? I mean, your father's fine, and I'm fine, and Robert's the same as always. But how was your day, Deborah, huh?
Yeah, it was okay, Marie.
You okay, Ma?
Yes, but the question is, how is Deborah?
What's going on?
Nothing. What? You know what, Marie? Why don't you go break out your appetizers?
Yeah, Ma, go get those.
Okay, but nobody talk until I get back, all right? Okay, in fact, you know what's a fun game to play? Silent Indian, the no talking game. Play that.
Hey, what are you doing? What? Deborah, what? What the hell?
Ray, our first few years together have been a joy to me.
Hey, what are you two doing out there?
And I think of our life together as a journey.
Don't you want your appetizer?
A great journey. And along this path, we
don't bother, stop!
Along this path, we would share many joyful moments together. Moments that we will remember all...
Deborah, dear, I made you some pasta.
Oh, no thanks. I'm not hungry, Marie.
Hit me. I'm open.
But your baby's just 3 weeks away. You need your strength.
I know, but I told you the doctor said I shouldn't be eating anything heavy.
So you're just going to do everything the doctor says? Well, when I was with child, I ate 3 healthy meals a day. And look how my boys turned out.
Stop eating immediately.
I thought some motherly wisdom would be appreciated, but I guess I'm not worth it.
Okay, I'll eat it. Thank you.
No trouble, dear. I'm going to make you some tea. Pregnant women love tea.
Come out! No, I got it.
What was that? What?
Nothing. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Hey, hurry back, mommy cakes.
Hey, okay. I got some big news, and I wanted to tell you guys first. All right. I've been dating Joanne for about 6 months now, and I think that I just might have found my Deborah. So after careful deliberation, I have decided that I'm going to ask her...
My water just broke.
What?
Holy crap!
Come on, are you sure?
Very, very, very much so.
But wait, no. The book says this stuff ain't supposed to happen for like 3 weeks now.
Oh, really? Let me see that. My water just broke, Ray! I thought the pains in my back were from your mother, but apparently they're
you're having
contractions! Definitely a contraction!
Are you sure? Yeah, definitely.
What do you do? Don't you have to go away from here?
What? Oh, no! I don't have a route mapped out to the hospital from here!
Shh! Be quiet. I don't want Marie to know. Let's just get out of here.
What? Whoa, you're not going to tell my mother?
Look, after we're in the hospital and we're well underway, then you can tell her.
What's well underway?
Kindergarten. Oh, I don't want her in my delivery room.
Well, maybe she could just bring cookies.
I am going to bite your nose right off.
Maybe you give us a head start, okay? Right, come on, easy.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Ray and I were just thinking of taking a little walk. Right, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to take a walk around the block.
Hmm.
Robert, you want to come with us?
I don't know. Do I?
I just thought that since you're a cop, maybe we could walk a little faster, like right through the red lights. Since you're a cop.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wait, let me get my jacket.
No. You should, I don't know, why don't you just stay?
Well, why would I do that?
Because, hi, honey. Mom.
Marie, you should stay here.
Why, Frank?
Because then you and I could have some... alone time.
Really? I guess we'll see you kids in a while.
Okay.
All right.
I hope everybody remembers this moment when it's time to name the baby.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute, Robert. Which way are you going? This is the LIE. I said to take the bridge.
Look, I know what I'm doing.
What? Uh-oh. Why, oh?
There seems to be a little traffic. Right, there must be an accident up ahead.
Oh, my God.
Well, go around him. Just put your siren on.
There's no room to move. A siren would just annoy people. Maybe the bridge would have been faster.
Would have been faster to put a stamp on her butt and mail her.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
The baby is coming right now. Oh, my God.
Keep your legs together.
Officer Barone, I'm on the LIE. I got a woman in labor. I need an ambulance on the Woodhaven exit. Over!
What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you doing?
If need be, I'm delivering this baby.
Well, no, you're not a doctor!
Raymond, I've had training in emergency child delivery.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
You don't talk anymore. Robert, come on, come in here.
Moses. What are you looking at?
I'm waiting for the baby, Raymond.
Your eyes gotta be so open.
All right, I'm gonna need something to wrap the baby in. Raymond, give me your shirt.
What? No.
Punch him at
take that shirt, Robert.
All right. Man, this is not right. This is against God. Now shall not look at thy brother's wife there.
That's not a commandment.
It didn't have to be a commandment. It's so bad, God just figured that it was understood.
Ray. Ray, where's my relaxation music?
I don't have the tape, honey.
Honey, I need my music.
I don't have the tape.
I gotta have my music!
You are the sunshine of my life. Whoa, that's why I'll always be around. You're looking too much. You are the apple of my eye.
Stop it! Emmy's delivering our child!
All right, we'll deliver it, Ray. Start delivering!
Well, actually, Deborah, you're not set to pop.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think I'm seeing what I'm supposed to be seeing.
What do you mean? You're seeing everything! What else are you supposed to see?
A head!
No, maybe it's not hurting so much anymore.
Well, you stop looking then. Stop looking.
I think I'll go back up there and wait for the traffic to stop moving. In case the traffic starts moving.
Oh, you did great, honey. Just great.
Thanks. Here you go, Ray. Here's your little girl. Hold your mother back any longer. She just turned over a gurney.
Okay, let him in. We should keep the baby between us and her like a shield.
Fountain of youth. I'm sucking in that youth. Oh, man, is that great stuff.
Yeah. Ma, you want to see the baby?
I see her. Very nice.
Marie, I want you to hold her.
No, no. It's fine. I know my place. Give her to me.
Okay, we're gonna need a little privacy now. It's time for our first breastfeeding lesson.
Oh.
Okay, guys.
Oh, Alice, we are all right.
Yeah. I'll come back soon.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
See you guys downstairs.
Do I have to go? Because I already...
You've seen enough.
Go home now.
No, we can stay.
to dance with me?
That's okay. You don't like the slow songs.
No, I want to. It's going fast enough. Sucking up to me for?
Maybe she wants to sleep with the bag boy from the A&P.
Everybody loves Raymond. Tonight at 7:30 on KTLA 5.